welcome back.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you since our emergency swamp watch over your targeting from the state of Washington. Any audit update?
Yeah, one. So we got in communication with the state. Mm-hmm. They are, of course, claiming that we're trying to figure it out right now. They're saying that we've been trying to get a hold of you for a long time, but none of their stuff makes any sense because they said they sent us letters that we never received. Hmm. And, you know, we've got employees that open, like, there's no way we could miss the mail. They said that they said, quote unquote, we called your office, but we were hung up on. So we have people answering our phones 24 hours a day. Hmm. So it doesn't make any sense. They're making an effort to say that this was just a normal thing.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I hope it is. I would like to know that my government isn't targeting me.
Right.
It looks like it may not be, but their story doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
So they're like, yeah, we sent other certified mail. And I'm like, well, certified mail doesn't just not show up.
Right. And you got this, you got the stuff about the audit. So, and for people who didn't watch our emergency swamp watch, like 2 weeks after Zach said he was going to try to move his business over the income tax on millionaires and spoke out about it all over the place, he gets audited by the state of Washington for the first time ever. So call me suspicious, but I don't believe in coincidences. So keep us up to date on that, okay?
I will let you know, yeah.
All right, I got a clip I got to play for you. We've actually been waiting to get the video on this for a couple weeks because someone who went to this event at, was it Seattle U? So it was an event I guess you could get a ticket to. Katie Wilson, the socialist mayor of Seattle, was there. Gurmai Zahalai, the King County executive. And we had been told by someone, like, what she said about the income tax. And so we were waiting, and they finally posted the video from it. So this is what the mayor of Seattle thinks about the very real phenomenon of rich people and job creators leaving the state.
I think the claims that millionaires are going to leave our state are, like, super overblown. And if, you know, the ones that leave, like, bye.
Bye. I mean, the disdain, bye. The cavalier. What do you say to that?
I would say that's what I would expect from a 44-year-old that has a failure to launch, that's been living off her parents' stole for her entire life.
Yeah.
And that's about part and parcel. She's got the credentials. She doesn't have credentials to manage a lemonade stand, let alone a city. No. She's never produced anything in her life. She's not accomplished anything in her life. That's exactly what I'd expect her to sound like. And so what I'd say is, bye. Hey, good luck funding your city. Good luck. Bye. You're going to find out real quick what happens when producers, creators, and people that actually do things for a living, as opposed to live in their parents' basement. You're going to find out what happens when those people leave. I paid 47% last year.
Wow.
And that doesn't include property taxes, sales tax, any of the other miscellaneous stuff. That's just what I paid the state for F&I, B&O taxes, and what I paid the IRS. And I'm not paying my fair share. If this tax goes through, my new rate next year would be 56.5.
Yeah. Wow.
If you think I am going to take the risk, which ironically is primarily from government, right? The biggest risk in my business is government. If you think I'm going to take that regulatory risk with a government that's trying to come after me for anything they can to give you 56% of the profits, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. And, you know, it's kind of an F around and find out type moment where, look, for the good of this state, I actually care about this state. I don't think people like her do, or they're just like barely intelligent enough to sustain human life, and they just idiots. But I mean, I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Like, and then the giggles, laughter.
Tax, you're just going to, and they're going to take their jobs and money with them.
Yeah.
Why don't you just cavalierly say bye to all the employees that are going to, it's just like, I just.
Well, she was asked about all the jobs moving for Starbucks and just said, oh, I'm not answering questions about that.
It's of, like, course
of course not.
Because because you're a child and you're not a serious person and you're not an accomplished person. and you know nothing except mom and dad's ATM pin. That's your job experience.
Can you play the clip again, Nicole? Because there's one other thing that stands out to me in the Katie Wilson clip for us.
I think the claims that millionaires are going to leave our state are like super overblown. And if, you know, the ones that leave, like, bye.
The applause from the group of Seattle woke progressives who want to go to something like this. It's like, you guys have, it's, and that's scary, but that's why the state is like it is.
Yeah.
Is you have enough people come to an event and applaud for something like that. The other thing I want to say is it doesn't stun me, but it's just remarkable that people like her continue to deny the Capitol flight thing. I mean, that clip was just from 2 weeks ago and she's saying, oh, it doesn't exist. I'm sure you saw this while we were both on vacation. Nick Hanauer, progressive billionaire, Democrat mega donor, supported the capital gains tax, put out this op-ed in GeekWire saying this income tax is sensible on its own, but it's the combination of everything piled on top that makes our state so unattractive. Making the total tax burden here 5 to 10 times the alternatives isn't progressivism, it's stupidity. And then he said, virtually every wealthy friend I have has either left or is planning to go. It's a catastrophe. So, I mean, all the Democrats that keep saying capital flight, what capital flight? Your buddy, Nick Hanauer, not your buddy, Zach, their buddy, Nick Hanauer, Democrat mega donor, says all my friends are leaving.
Like I've said from the very beginning.
Not worth debating anymore.
No. Well, when you add into it, like, so it's a combo, right? So first of all, like you and I have talked about at great length, you violated the contract. And what these people don't know, because they're not serious people that have ever built, accomplished, created anything in their lives. And if you look at the state, and this is no knock on the good lawyers out there, but we have a saying in the investment industry is when the lawyers and CPAs take over a business, sell it. Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to run business. They don't know how to create. So that's who we've selected to run the state. It does not surprise me that they're financially illiterate, right? They have zero experience. They don't know what they're doing. And if you think people like me are gonna sit there and pay 56.5% or more than I would actually pay if I moved to San Diego, right? If you think I'm gonna stay here and pay so I can go up to Seattle and see syringes and defecation all over the place and homeless encampments and rain 7 months out of the year, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
And you're gonna offer me a perpetual $400,000 dividend that happens to grow every single month, right? Or every year as my business grows. And I get relief on F&I and B&O taxes. So really probably looking more like $500,000 a year. $500,000 a year to go somewhere where there's sunshine 10 months out of the year? Are you joking? Okay, thank you, see ya.
Yeah, we're not being ruled by intelligent people. Or else they're very smart and they're doing this to totally decay society so they can make us more reliant on government if you give them a lot of credit.
No, they're not, but Brent, look, Ayn Rand is not, like I'm not saying she's the Pope or anything or like it's the Bible, but they're not. Like you look at, it's stupidity. It's just pure stupidity and financial literacy. And here's how you know. Because it doesn't even fit the narrative. The evil, greedy millionaires are going to stay here and take the tax on their face. Like, what?
Yeah, if you think they're evil and greedy, why would they do that?
Right. They're evil and greedy, so stick it to them, eat the rich, and they're not going to leave. They're just going to stay here and pay.
Yep. Bye.
Okay.
And if they do, bye.
Good luck with that. Have fun being a one-term mayor, because I'm going to laugh my off when you're getting hauled out of office and a landslide loss because you're a total incompetent know-nothing.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that as this goes on and I hear comments like that, and look, I'm girded up for the fight, I'm committed. But part of me sits there and goes, you know what? Nah. You know what? Let's just pull out and let this thing run into a wall because people need to suffer the consequences of idiocy. And if they don't, you know, if we pull this out of the fire, my fear is that we're just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a valid point.
Idiots like her They need to see it burn. They're not going to take your word for it, right? And have fun. Bye.
Bye. All right, bye. Let's do a fun one on watchdogging before we talk about what's happening with oil prices. All right, so Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins seems to have come up with a surefire way to determine whether someone's abusing SNAP benefits. She says in just one state, and it wasn't even a blue state, they found 14,000 people receiving SNAP benefits who were also driving luxury vehicles like Bentleys. Here's the clip.
Just one red state, the recent dump of data, we found SNAP recipients had more than 2,000 Tesla owners, 200 Alfa Romeo owners, more than 144 that were receiving food stamps were driving Porsches. Again, this is the data dumps we're getting because that before we had no accountability on any of these programs. We now are requiring accountability. The blue states are suing us. They don't want to share the data. And can you imagine, this was a red state where there is actually some taxpayer accountability. Imagine what's happening in the blue states.
Now, is that fair? Just because you have a Porsche doesn't mean you can afford food.
You know, again, idiocy. How anybody can oppose this.
I know.
And fight turning over records. And their opposition tells you a lot. Right.
Right.
And I think what their opposition tells you is that you're infringing on their reelection strategies, that you're infringing on part of the apparatus that's kept one party hold over anything for so long.
Yeah.
Because and look, whatever red state they're talking about, I would not put it past Republicans to play the same game. Like, hey, greed knows no party affiliation. We know that. But what I do know is just the nature of the politics. Like, if you found that in red states, hold your breath.
Right. And that's why
it's going to be wild.
To your point, that's why they're trying to block it, because they're like, yeah, God forbid. But, you know, if you're making a payment monthly on a Bentley, you probably can't afford food. So, you know.
Well, it's like the people pushing back on Florida saying that we're not going to allow you to buy candy and pop,
yeah,
with SNAP benefits.
Yeah.
Well, and they're pushing, oh, that's outrageous. Why is that outrageous?
Right.
Why would we put on public assistance people and then feed them poison? Why would we do that?
That's going to make them more reliant on the safety net for healthcare.
Well, that's why they do it.
Well,
right,
sure.
Like you just answered
pharma,
the question.
Yes.
That's
okay. Good.
That's why they did it. That's why they do it. But like, it's just, if you can't see it right now, you and I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
We're not dealing with political issues. Okay, if you don't see what's going on right now, it's because you don't want to.
Yeah, your brain is fried by TDS.
Yeah, it's incredibly obvious. If you think the other thing too is if you think it's a bad idea to not allow SNAP benefits to be used on candy and pop, I'd look at you and go, "Where's your compassion?"
Yeah.
Really? And you can't tell people what the hell I can't. If you need public assistance, yes, we absolutely can tell you what that's used for, 100%.
Yeah,
my favorite. If you want to whip out.
Sorry, my favorite retort is some chick was like, "We deserve a treat once in a while."
Oh, and I'm my just God. Like, yeah, it's called public assistance. It's called public
treat.
Assistance.
That is a treat.
That's your treat.
Oh,
good
man.
Lord.
Good Lord. All right. In Money Moves, I know you're dying to talk about Iran. We haven't for a while. You've been pretty critical of the president's actions there in terms of maybe not thinking it through. So oil spiked to 118. I think you kind of predicted about where it would be at this point. So talk us through sort of what's going on.
Yeah, Brent hit it 120. So in my opinion, the last 2 months have been really frustrating because there's everybody's got a microphone and very few people do any of the work to understand really what's going on.
Sure.
And unequivocally, regardless of what anybody says, this is the greatest energy shock in history. Okay, it just is. That's not hyperbole. That's math. Okay, you cannot, it is not possible to backfill in any period of time, 15 or 16, 12, 16, 24 months, you cannot backfill 15 million barrels of oil production being taken offline. Okay, you just can't, there's not enough there. Trump said the other day in a press conference, U.S. is going to double production in the next 12 months. That's not possible. It's not even close to possible.
Okay.
It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard come out of any politician's mouth, let alone somebody I voted for three times. Okay, it's a joke. There isn't enough steel to double American oil production in the next 12 months. The other thing is that, you know, it's complete nonsense. He's like, yeah, drill, baby, drill. Okay, here's the reality. Rig counts have not moved in 2 months, the whole time this is going on. Nobody's drilling. So it's not happening. Okay, so he said now, today, the blockade's going to go on indefinitely. Iran is not going to yield. I'll just straight up. Iran does not care that they're blockading them for $400 million a day. This is a group of people that have voluntarily been under sanctions for 20 years for ideological reasons. If you think they're going to unblock, here's the other thing. Sources that have been talking to people on the Iranian side, and I believe them because I agree with this statement, they have more leverage versus us and the rest of the world than they have had at any point in the last 40 years. They're going to get what they want. And Trump is playing, still continues to play right into their hands, because oil, if you don't open the strait, it looks like it started busting free today. Oil's going to 150. Hmm. And if you don't open the strait, then it's going to 200. And here's what everybody's, in my opinion, here's what everybody's missing. People have said we've had oil price shocks or energy price shocks before. We have, but it was because of constraints in the industry or the fear of things happening. It wasn't because 20% of global oil production was stuck.
Sure.
Okay, so what's gonna happen? It's not that things are gonna go up in price. It's that you won't be able to get them. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think everybody's sitting there going, well, the threat is high oil prices. Wrong. The threat is record diesel prices, what you've already got, record Brent oil prices, record helium prices, record urea prices, record fertilizer prices. And that's all happening. It's gonna happen. It like, just bake it. And we've said all along, the strait's not gonna open. Iran's not gonna capitulate. Everybody's been dunking on our takes. And this is really simple math. Iran is in control. I hate admitting that. I don't want that. I voted for Trump three times. I think this is horrible for the country. But if you start factoring in these price switches, I think it's conservative to estimate that you're going to be sitting somewhere around 6-7% inflation by the time midterms come.
Man. Yep.
Book it.
And that's disastrous. Absolutely disastrous.
This is bad. This is really bad.
All right, great. Cool.
Other awesome. Than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the
Love
play?
Love it. Yes, it was great. Good use of that line. All right, Zach. Well, I think I appreciate it. We'll see what happens. But yeah, not looking great. And keep us updated on your audit.
Yeah, will do.
Okay, bye.